This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023. Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's every Billy's joke from this week.
All right, so you're taking no responsibility for whether it's funny.
I'm not taking any.
Yeah. He's been trying to do this for years.
Now, Jim, I reckon we've got 50 jokes here, okay?
Oh, okay.
And this is one of the better ones.
Right.
We're giving it away over the next 4 days.
Right.
It's a great prize.
Mm-hmm. See?
This is Luke, whose number finishes in 085.
Oh, no, doesn't. Thank you. No, we're not going with his number.
So he knows who he is, 085. Right. Jim.
Yes.
Did you hear about the man who lived in a tyre?
No.
He got a puncture. Now he lives in a flat.
Oh, Luke.
That's one of the better ones, I'm telling you, Jim.
It can't be one of the better ones.
Five pages.
You've plucked some low fruit to start with.
I am one of the funniest blokes in the world because this is our audience sending in jokes and they're not great.
Where are you going with that, Rabs?
Rabs?
I think there's only one way to go. Poor old Lukey.
You're better than that, Luke.
It's not bad.
No, it's not good.
It's not
good. Because people don't live in tyres anyway.
Well, it's a joke. What do you reckon? Look at him.
He's someone living in a tyre.
He's had a good year.
That's all right.
Doesn't even start as a joke. No.
He's a Toyota.
Yeah.
Was there our sponsors?
No, they were last week. Yeah, we got Robot on board, so Robot's got it, by the way.
Hopefully the next supplies. Three will be better than that.
Well, I'll get you to have a look at the list, all right? Three blokes sitting around a table, Jim.
Yes.
Out of nowhere, one of them says, you know what, I reckon I've got the smallest hands in the world. The next bloke says, funny about that, I reckon I've got the smallest feet in the world. The last one says, I hate to admit this, but I've got the smallest doodle in the world. Oh. So they decide to go see the man in charge of the Guinness Book of World Records, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
First bloke goes in there for 5 minutes, comes out and goes, yes, I've got the smallest hands in the world. I'm in the book. Yay! The next one goes in. He's in there for about 15, 20 minutes, Jimmy boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out and says, yes, I'm in the book also. I got the smallest feet in the world. They cheer. Yay! See where this one's heading.
We saw it actually as you started.
The last bloke
goes
in.
4 minutes ago, we worked out where this was headed.
The last bloke goes in, Jimmy boy.
And said, who the hell?
No. He said he was there for a while. He comes out. He's all disheartened, Jim. He's not happy. He finally goes, who the f*** is James Brayshaw?
Yeah, there we are. Literally the 14th time you've told it.
I didn't tell it.
And
Dylan's told it.
We worked out where that was headed you started.
You didn't know. You thought it was a T intersection. You didn't know where to go.
T intersection.
Who the stuff is James Brayshaw?
Oh, my God.
Old doodle. Doodle Brayshaw. I nearly said Brownlee. Well done, Dylan.
Fell off my dinosaur the last time I heard that fat. That's how old that joke is.
Dilza.
Oh, Dilza's fault.
Not my joke.
Not my joke.
Dilza.
Seriously, fat.
Seriously.
Something modern.
A teenager brings her new boyfriend home to meet the parents, Jim.
Yes.
I think I've told this. They're appalled by his haircut, his tattoos, his piercings. Later, the girl's mum grabs her and says, dear, he doesn't seem a very nice boy, this one you brought home. Oh, please, Mum, she says. If he wasn't nice, why would he be doing 500 hours of community service? He's doing fine.
No, Bill.
He's a naughty, naughty porty.
You have told that one before.
Well, Alistair sent it here, or whatever his stupid name is. He sent it here. Oh, there we go.
Alistair.
What kind of name's that?
I reckon you're actually going, you're predating Rabs for that one. That was
I haven't heard it before.
Exactly.
Oh, I haven't. Shit, I'm going to go with it next week.
Hey, that's it.
Well done, Alistair. You've won.
Nita, Mel Bracewell, Idiot File. I'm in Brisbane. Rabs is in Brisbane. Oh. You're here on your own.
We're all fat here.
Good.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Bill?
Oh, no, Jim.
Who have you got your joke from again?
Danny the Brewster. And a short little one for you, Jimmy boy.
Righto, let's make it a decent one.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Robot building supplies. Robots got it.
Jim, what's the difference between Wuhan
Oh, yes.
and Vegas?
What?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, now, we're up here. All right, so Leroy is parked in the studio. Now, Leroy, think about your future with the button you're about to press.
And don't fall for him.
Is shite.
Who's going to win tonight, JB?
What's that, mate?
Who are you going for tonight?
Brisbane. I don't care, Leroy. I want you to hit the right button.
Yeah, Leroy.
Right? You go for the lines, I'll press the right button.
That suits that joke, Leroy. Because that's rubbish. So hit it, Leroy. Here we are.
You get sucked in every time.
You knew it, fam.
You get sucked. That's not my joke. It's silly Danny Brewster. And you can ring him.
Straight away.
You can ring him 0478.
I'm
giving it all out of you. That is Scheisenhausen, Danny.
For even more of Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.